Yeah. Come on. Come on. We in here. Come on. Late night. That's right. Late night. That's right. We in here. Yeah. Doing it. Late night. Up at midnight. Late night. Late night. We doing it. What's up, man? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I'm your gracious host. I'm Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're doing a late night broadcast early this week because I didn't do one last week, so I'm doing one early this week. I didn't do my live, my midweek show, so I'm getting it in early, ladies and gentlemen. We're here, ready to chop up game as we always do. Let everybody know that we're live right now. Some of you guys are working at Amazon. Some of you are doing your OnlyFans right now and you're up. So retweet this. Let everybody know we're live right now. And while everybody's piling in the room, we're going to take that real quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. So don't move a muscle. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game. Jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to flawless, radiant skin? Then look no further than Even Melanin. It's formulated especially for melanated skin. Say goodbye to hyperpigmentation, signs of aging, acne, eczema, and other sensitivity problems. Even Melanin is your ticket to a flawless complexion, helping you even your melanin to the beautiful brown that God intended. So for your ticket to a flawless complexion, to even your melanin to the brown that you're supposed to have, go to Even Melanin. Melanin.com. That's even melanin.com. Check out Black Power for Kids. It's the first of its kind memory matching card learning experience for us by us. It's a great collection. It has a bunch of our black heroes and icons and greats, and you can teach your children while empowering them at the same time. It's fun, educational, and empowering. So go to blackpowerforkids.com to order your own learning experience today. That's blackpowerforkids.com.
What's up, kin folks and loved ones? This is your main man, Slink Johnson, BKA Black Jesus. Black Jesus. Letting y'all know about Skyber, the customizable tipping app. Skyber's the only app willing to pay out reparations. Check it. The first FBA to use Skyber after hearing this gets $100. Whoever uses it afterwards can still get tangibles forwarded to their accounts. Ain't no law against companies helping with reparations, right? Let's stop all these coon babbling trends and let's set a trend to help FBA stack paper. Search Skyber app on Google Play or the App Store for more details. Big ups to Diplo, System D128, DJ J-Mob, and a special, special shout out to Lork D, a.k.a. Dave Ski, for making it happen. Skyber app, y'all.
Skyber.org.
Family, are you tired of going from site to site looking for children's books? Go to drbirdiebooks.com, where we already have over 100 children's ebooks. 100 children's ebooks? That's going to cost a few hundred dollars. No, our ebooks start as low as $3.47 for a pack of 10 unique children's books. That's drbirdiebooks.com. Dr. Birdie Books.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave a op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at oldgoonjuice.com. If they think it, you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground. So you can feel free when you out in the town. Old goon juice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
Time to tap in.
to the FBA vibes of Tariq Nasheed, sprinkling that magic Mojarra flavor all over the airwaves.
Hey, shut up all that damn noise. This ain't Soul Train.
On Tariq Radio. Radio.
Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else!
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Tariq Nasheed, your gracious host, ladies and gentlemen, ready to chop up game as we always do. Glad to have the family in the building. How y'all doing, family? Glad to have y'all in here. We're ready to do what we do. Now, family, give me a thumbs up if you guys can hear me good, if you guys can hear the sound, y'all can hear my voice. I want to just make sure that I got everything sounding the way it's supposed to sound, ladies and gentlemen. All right, if you guys can hear me pretty good, give me that thumbs up. Everybody in the YouTube chat room, all right? Everybody in the YouTube chat room, give me a thumbs up. We got a lot of people in here on the late night. Glad to have y'all tuning in. We're gonna chop it up as we always do. Y'all giving me the thumbs up. And you know what? Let me do this. Let me hop on camera with the family. Let me do that. Bam. Let me just do that. How y'all doing? Let me hop on camera with you guys to make it very personal with you. All right? I'm here. Glad to have y'all tuning in. Listen, family. Shout out to everybody coming in the room. Listen. We got more cities added for microphone check, all right? And we're still adding more cities this week. We got some more cities added. Let me go to the microphone check website. You guys need to get your tickets now. I'm telling you, the ones that's going real fast are the New York tickets. Them joints are selling real, real fast, all right? I kind of knew that one was going to be a fast sellout. That's why we got two shows on Saturday, May 25th. That's why we have two shows. But listen, we got some extra cities that we've added. If you go to microphonecheck.com, and I should have put microphone check in the thing. If you go to microphonecheck.com, let me go here. All right, we got Los Angeles. That's going to be Thursday, May 23rd. New York, there's two screenings. That's May 25th on Saturday, Memorial Day weekend, 6:30, 10 p.m. screening. In Dallas, that's Thursday, May 23rd. Detroit, two showings at the Bel Air Luxury Cinema. That's Saturday, May 25th, 7 p.m., 10 p.m. On Saturday, May 25th, Atlanta at the Tara Theater. All right, Washington, D.C., that's Thursday, May 23rd at the Miracle Theater. And New Orleans, that's going to be Wednesday, the 22nd. That's in the middle of the week. So New Orleans, y'all going to get it first at the Britannia Theater. All right, New Orleans, that's Wednesday, May 22nd, 7 p.m., the Britannia Theater, New Orleans. I want to see New Orleans in the building, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So that's at microphonecheck.com. Somebody say, send Derek Cologne. Listen, Derek Cologne texted me earlier. Shout out. And I know you're watching Derek Cologne. Derek Cologne texted me earlier. He said he wants to come to the New York screening. Derek said, he texted me. He said he wants to go to the New York screening. And he asked, can he sit by me? He said, I want to come to the New York screening, a microphone check. Can I sit by you? I said, hell no. Hell to the no, you can't sit by me. Because I know how salty you are. You might have a suicide bomb or something. No, Lord, you can't sit by me. You can come. You can come, but you can't sit by me. I don't know if he wants to sit by me for protection. I don't know, but no, you go get crazy legs or somebody to sit with you there.
Yeah, you can't sit around me. I don't, no disrespect, but go get Fat Joe. He'll sit next to you. Huh? Lord, no, 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 no. You can't sit, no. You can't sit by me. I'm going to be doing my thing, you know, but you're more than welcome to come. We got one in Dallas. We got the big one in Dallas. I don't think we're going to do one in Houston. You know, I'm going to check with one of our other distributors. I'll check with them and see. But Dallas folks, man, y'all need to come on up. Dallas folks, y'all need to come on up, man. It's going to be a doozy. So this is the move, man. Y'all need to get your tickets now at microphonecheck.com, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now everybody, let's get into what we're going to talk about. I'm going to try not to be on here too long. I always say that, and I'm here for an hour and something. But listen, so much stuff going on. And by the way, April 13th at the Hidden History Museum, all my LA people, we got a great comedy show. We got some great, we got a great lineup. We got Saturday, April 13th, the spring comedy show. We call it the Spring Fever Fling. You guys can, we have to put the new flyer up. We don't have the new flyer up on the website yet, but you can still get your tickets to come on in. We're going to have Tori Hart. That's Kevin Hart's ex-wife. Very funny sister. We're going to have a brother named Big Ja. He does a lot of skits. He has a real big following on Instagram. And he's performed at the museum before. Very funny brother. We got comedian CP. We got another brother, Ron G. Funny as hell. I think he hosts Chocolate Sundays at, is it the Laugh Factory or the Comedy Store? One of these, but he's a very funny brother. We got some very, very funny cast. And our good brother, Dwan B. So, and I'm going to be there. So y'all need to come on. We got complimentary food, complimentary drinks. So y'all got to come on through, man. It's going to be a blast. So go to hiddenhistorymuseum.com. Yeah, Big Joss, funny. Yeah, he performed at the museum some months ago. I didn't know he was that damn funny. He's funny as hell. He's funny as hell. Yeah. But listen. You say you're surprised I'm not speaking about what the Russian president found. Okay, I'll touch on that later, which is, you know, we talked about them black Jesus images being in Russia years ago. Man, we talked about that in the first Hidden Colors. And we talked about that a decade ago about Russia having these old paintings and images of black Jesus and black deities. That's old. That's old, man. All right. Oh, yeah, we got the complimentary food. Good food. We always have good caterers. We always have good caterers, man. Ain't nothing like what we do, man. Ain't nothing like the Hidden History Museum. You don't get that kind of entertainment food vibing. You dig? You don't get that. You don't get that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, but listen. Talking about this Diddy thing. We got to talk about Diddy. Everybody, give me a retweet, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, Nikki the God? Shout out to Nikki the God. But listen, talking about the downfall of Diddy, Diddy's downfall. You know, everybody knows what Diddy's going through right now. There's been a lot of accusations hurled at Diddy. Lawsuits. He had to settle lawsuits. You know, the lawsuit he had with his ex chick Cassie, and then some dude came out saying that there was some fondling going on, and he was shown gay videos, and you know, some people had a little hankering for his Bucci cat. So, a lot of accusations being thrown out there. And lawsuits being settled. And so now Puffy has had two of his homes raided, the LA home raided and the Miami home raided. And it was raided by Homeland Security. So they go in there with guns, with military tanks. It was real. It was overkill. It was really, really over the top. They had Diddy's kids handcuffed. His sons were out there handcuffed. It was very, very over the top and performative. Yeah. And then they were saying that Diddy was on his private jet escaping from the U.S. They were trying to really sensationalize it, which they found out he wasn't on the jet. It was a jet that landed in the Caribbean. He wasn't on it. He was in Miami, so he never left. So they're really sensationalizing a lot of stuff. Yeah, that was very extra. That's very extra. And what it sounds like they're looking for some kind of video, not of some trafficking. And we got to see, and that's another thing. They keep using the word trafficking, sex trafficking. All right. They keep saying the word sex trafficking. Who did Diddy sex traffic? All right. You see, that's kind of a catch-all thing. They just keep saying the same thing. Yeah. Did they get his house in New York too? Okay. So they keep saying sex trafficking, sex trafficking, sex trafficking. He didn't get arrested though, but they're doing a sex trafficking investigation. They keep saying that word. They keep using that term, sex trafficking. And what does that mean? Sex trafficking is, you know, basically I'm white and I say so. Just like with Cassie, they're saying that with Cassie, she was sex trafficked. That was an adult who just did freaky things with Puff. So how was that trafficking, right? They just keep saying the same thing. Yeah, who did he traffic? Notice they never say who he's trafficking. They just say sex trafficking over and over and over again. They're not saying who's being trafficked. You know, so that's a very deliberate media manipulation. Right. He sex trafficked Cassie. How do you sex traffic an adult who's having consensual relationships? How do you do that? Yeah. It's just, I'm white and I say so. You see? And we got to look at the Cassie situation. See, Cassie aesthetically is a non-white person, but in the system of white supremacy, they'll use a proxy if it's for the purpose of getting at a black person, especially a black man of means. They'll use a proxy, a white adjacent. You understand? They'll use a white adjacent. And I'm not caping for anybody, but I'm not throwing folks under the bus just because. Because see, this is the thing. And I'm going to get on the Cassie thing in a minute. But here's the thing. He beat what? So girl so bad he had to hide. Who did he beat Cassie? Who did he beat? Right? Who did he beat? Yeah, if he's with Cassie and Cassie's doing all of this stuff, only the white adjacents can go back and say, okay, well, I was trafficked. See, black girls don't get away with that type of stuff. You don't get to say, hey, somebody trafficked me. You understand what I'm saying? And the thing is, the white media, they were very meticulous with how they leaked a lot of stories, so that Puffy would not get any type of grassroots support. See, the reason why he's not getting a lot of grassroots support is because of the gay allegations, which they've been around for years, but really the gay stuff makes a lot of people in the hip hop industry, makes a lot of people just kind of back up and say, makes a lot of people back up off that thing. Yeah. It makes a lot of people back up off of it. Yeah, her mother, from what I understand, I think her mother's a tether. I think her mother's Caribbean and her dad is Filipino. And the thing is with Cassie, yeah, she has a a mother with black ancestry, but that doesn't matter. How does she identify herself? You see? How does she identify herself? You know? Does she identify herself as white or white adjacent? You see? That's very important. But here's the thing. And again, not caping for anybody, not throwing anybody under the bus. This thing was very well orchestrated. And yeah, he's not getting any gay support either. But listen, there's a lot of black people. Why are black people so celebratory? There's a lot of black people very celebratory about, you know, the feds going after Puffy. There's a lot of celebratory energy there. And I should have had the phone lines on. What's so celebratory about that? That's not really, you know, is that a flex? Because we got to understand that could happen to any black person. So what's the celebratory thing about? Huh? And again, I'm not caping for Puffy. I'm not caping for Puffy at all. But the thing is, I think deep down, there's a lot of black folks who are celebratory about it because you see a very wealthy black person get brought down to your level. You understand? I think a lot of people kind of get off on that too. And this is the thing why, and these are lessons here. These are lessons here. Wait, somebody said he abused MFs for 30 years. Who? Who did he abuse? And what proof do you have that he abused people? What proof do you have? You got a lot of people coming out saying stuff with no proof. Yeah? Who did he abuse for 30 years? We've heard a whole bunch of stories. A lot of stuff has never been corroborated. Yeah? Just be real. Let's stop with all of that. Let's low key, there's a lot of secret contempt that people have for well-to-do black people. We got to be very honest with that. Yeah, you can sit here and say, this is the abuse, and stop. There's a lot of secret contempt that a lot of people have for well-to-do black people. And here's the thing. Puffy's brand is about flossing his wealth. Let's talk real here. Puffy's brand is about, yeah, got all this money. Take that, take that. I got all this money. Look at me. I'm balling out. I got this money. Take that. I'm balling out. I got all these cars. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And he, psychologically, when a black person is well-to-do and they floss their money, that, even though people will admire it, deep down, they hold resentment to it. All right? Deep down, there's a resentment that they have to it. They resent a black person flossing their wealth like that. You understand? That's why you got to kind of chill with the flossing sometimes. Sometimes you do have to chill with all that flossing. Yeah? Sometimes you got to chill with the flossing. But let's be real. A lot of this stuff where people are just fake believing all of these weird accusations and all of that stuff, you know. Yeah, if you believe that, you believe anything. Look, these people will say anything to get at somebody. You understand? He robbed his artist. How did he rob his artist? That's another thing with the rob the artist thing. That's another contempt thing that a lot of black CEOs have to deal with. Puffy did the exact same thing that every other record label does. All right? Puffy does the same thing every other record label does. The artists get the same deal as every other label. Let's stop with that shit. All right? Let's stop with that. How did he rob his artist? Come on, because this is a lot of people who don't know the business, and you're talking from an employee disposition. How did he rob his artists? See, a lot of that black CEOs rob their artists nonsense, that gets thrown on black executives all the time. Because the thing is, they see the black executive balling out. And if you're on that label, you think you're supposed to ball out like that too. And artists don't really ball out like that, especially on their first or second album. Let's stop with all of that. No, let's stop, because people don't know the industry. Who got robbed? You got some people out here who had like a hot album. Look, in the record industry, you ain't balling out on your first or second album like that. No, on no label. Unless you own the label. Yeah? You get your money touring. You understand? See, there's a lot of resentment there. No. Black folks, no, we got to stop all of that. That fake outrage over manufactured BS. When really it's all about, hey, this dude got a little bit too much money. He needs to be humbled. That's really what the shit boils down to. Huh? The hell you celebrating? That ain't nothing to celebrate. That's why you can tell some of these cats ain't no street cats. Yeah? I'm definitely not celebrating the feds going after a black exec. Family, what the hell you celebrate? Do y'all know they do this to every single black rap executive? What are you still? Let's talk turkey. Family. Niggas. They do this, what they're doing to Puffy, they do this to almost every single black rap music executive. Every black run rap label, this happens to them. They get some kind of federal indictment. So what y'all talking? Well, let's get real here. Just look at the past. They do this to every single one. Let's keep it a buck. Is everybody damn guilty? Y'all sound like the white supremacists. Look, from Sugar Hill, let's just go down the line. Name a black run rap record label that wasn't under indictment by the damn feds. Name it. Sugar Hill Records, the first one, was under some federal indictments. They had some federal stuff going on. Sugar Hill Records, the very first one. Hell, Rap-A-Lot Records, Jay Prince. They've been going, the feds been on his ass for years. Dude, Ruthless. You know what they were doing with Ruthless? The FBI was sending them letters. They were investigating them. They were investigating the radio stations that were playing NWA's records. My man Greg Mack from K-Day told me the feds would go up there asking about Eazy-E and everything. Cash Money? Come on. Luke Records, Luther Campbell, you saw the federal indictments he was going through. Def Jam, Russell Simmons. Russell Simmons is out of the country now. They just served him with some papers. They went over there to Bali to serve him with papers. Come on, let's just look at the pattern. Let's look at the pattern here. Death Row Records, Suge's in jail. They've been investigating Death Row for years, talking about RICO this and criminal enterprise, but they never, the companies that make money with Death Row, the white execs, how come they don't get investigated? How come Suge and them guys, they all in jail, but the white execs don't get investigated? Who's making up the bulk of the money? Dude, Murder, Inc., we see this over and over again. Now what, YSL, Young Thug and them guys are on trial now? This happens all the time. That's why I ain't about to celebrate that. That's not no victory. All of them get invested. This happens to all of them. No Limit Records, right, No Limit. You know, those twins, Cain and Abel, I think that was the name. you know, they got indicted for something, and the feds were trying to get them to do to get an indictment on Master P. Where's that? Hold on. Let me show y'all something. I'm glad you brought No Limit up. Hold on. They've been doing this. Yeah, No Limit. You just go down the line. All right, hold on. Where's the right here? This is an old article here. Let me show you guys this right here. Cain and Abel claim the feds tried to use them to get to Master P. This is from 1999. This is a 1999 article. So yeah, they were trying to, let me see, part of an ongoing investigation, narcotic team, So yeah, they were investigating, the feds were on No Limits bumper. You see what I'm saying? That's why I don't, I don't celebrate that. Yeah, I don't celebrate that. Now, if the motherfucker's guilty, I mean, you know, then justice should be served. But yeah, some of this stuff, cat's a little bit too celebratory for me. You're a little bit too celebratory for me. That ain't really nothing to celebrate. Yeah? I'm not celebrating none of that stuff. And, you know, I'm not caping for anybody, but eh, no, I'm not celebrating when the feds are, the feds are running up in people's houses, handcuffing their kids. What's that about? Huh? Yeah, they Homeland Security, really? Family, listen, the white supremacists, man, you better understand these folks are all about get back. You know what I think? There's a few things I think this is about. And I think they probably got something on Puffy. They, you know, Puffy probably got some tape somewhere, some higher ups or something. But what I really think, the reason why they're getting at Puffy, I really think they're getting at him. Recently, Puffy was a part of a lawsuit. Puffy sued some very rich white people. All right? Puffy sued some very wealthy white people, the people who was putting out his Ciroc, that liquor giant, Diageo, I think that's the name of it, Diageo. Puffy was in a lawsuit with them. But y'all got to understand how the game works out here. All right? This is from last year. This is October 2023. Puffy sues liquor giant for unlawful retaliation following a racial discrimination suit. So Puffy used his wealth to go after the white big dogs for racism. All right? They don't like that. All right? He said that there was a pattern of discrimination. He was calling out the big dogs for being racist, which is good. Here's the problem. Puffy didn't have a strong grassroots team. That was the thing. When you go after the big dogs, you got to have a track record of having a strong grassroots team. So when they retaliate, like what they're doing now, your grassroots can hold you down. And Puffy just didn't have that. All right? So he went up against these big dogs. Diageo, these are trillionaires. These folks make damn near $1 trillion selling liquor. All right? And they resolved the dispute. Hold on, let me show you all this. So this is from January 2024. Sean Combs and Diageo resolve legal dispute. So they broke off some money to him. It must have been a big chunk. It must have been a big chunk. They settled. They must have broke out a big chunk of money to Puffy. All right? Right after they had to break off a big undisclosed chunk of money, all of a sudden, Diddy's the sex trafficker. All of a sudden, he gets into this lawsuit with these gazillionaires. See, this is why I don't say, you better know what's going on here. Yeah, y'all don't know what's really going on. Puffy's been around for 30 years, what? Like 30 years. Puffy's been doing the same thing for 30 years. Right when he sued these big money corporations for racism, what did I tell y'all? The white supremacists, they have a $1 billion insurance policy. If you go after them, they all get on code to protect each other. If they have to break off some money to a black person, they all get on code and make an example out of that black person. And that's what they're doing with Puffy. See, y'all got to put everything in the right context. The same thing happened with Wesley Snipes. When Wesley Snipes did the Blade series, he basically made Marvel Comics, the film company. He put them on the map. It was Wesley Snipes' Blade movie. That put Marvel movies on the map. That movie made a ton of money, and the series was a phenomenal brand. Then they started to try to etch him out of his own brand. Wesley Snipes went to sue Universal. Do y'all remember that? He went to sue them. And everybody knows that's a no-no. You don't go suing the big dogs because they'll retaliate, even if they're in the wrong. Yeah, they're wrong, but they will retaliate. So he went to sue Universal, rightfully so. Right after that, all of a sudden, hey, you know Wesley got tax problems and paternity suits. They threw a whole bunch of weird allegations at Wesley Snipes. They were saying it was tax problems and it was all these women who's supposed to have babies by him, and they were making him take weird paternity tests all over the place. All right? Then he gets locked up for some damn taxes. Yeah? The white supremacists, boy, they believe in retaliating. And these big money corporations, boy, you better believe they're clicked in with the media, law enforcement, politicians. These are big money people, family. And the people who own that Diageo liquor, they own like fast food restaurants. These are like gazillionaires. These are the big dogs. All the liquor you drink, they own it. You see? So you better understand what's going on here. You better understand what's going on. And again, with Cassie, you know, they'll get Cassie out here. And, you know, Cassie makes all of these claims and allegations. And we got to understand something, family, about how white supremacy works. See, people think that white supremacy is about being vicious and people name calling. And that's what they think white supremacy is. No, 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 no. You think because somebody, if they're not cursing at you and calling you the N-word, you think, okay, there's no white supremacy. No, no, no. White supremacy is very insidious. You see, the more powerful part of white supremacy is the seductive part. You see? See, white supremacy comes at you with the breast out and the genitals out. Yeah? They get in sexual relations, and you don't understand that white supremacy is at play. You get into these sexual relations, you don't think white supremacy is at play. And then sometimes you get with some of these exotic others who are kind of black, but not quite, like the Cassies. And you get with them and you get into the little freaky thing, and they're down when they're young. But then when they get older, again, these women, a lot of them identify as being white. So they start thinking like Karens. Yeah, and hey, you're like, that black person that was doing real freaky stuff with me, you know, he kind of made me do it. He kind of made me do it. Yeah, so I'm going to need a bag. You know, Rosie Perez kind of has that kind of vibe. She gets older and all of a sudden she starts talking about how she kind of felt violated on the set of these black movies, yeah? She gets her a white zaddy and she starts talking like a damn Karen. Yeah? We better understand the game out here. You see? And with Puffy, again, they're just throwing everything at him. They arrested a white boy down in Florida, I think. And they're sitting up here talking about, this is a white boy, arrested him on a drug crime. They're talking about, look at this. This is Diddy's drug mule. alleged mule arrested on charges. So a white boy gets arrested with drugs. He knows Puffy. No connection. The drugs that he was arrested with has zero connection with Puffy. But now he's Puffy's drug mule. Family, y'all co-signing this? Y'all really co-signing that? Yeah. Not co-signing that, ladies and gentlemen. You dig? And again, not I ain't saying Puffy's an angel. We've been hearing stuff about Puffy for years. You dig? But all this trafficking stuff, no. No, because they're not defining what the trafficking is. They just keep saying trafficking, and they haven't defined it. So they just throw it out there. And it's bad. We're not going to define it. It's bad. But what the hell is how are you defining trafficking? You know? Like Eddie Griffith said, a black man, they don't let you get out clean. You know, they're not going to let you get out clean. You dig? And the thing is, just black people with the celebratory thing. Come on now. What's that really about? What's that really about? Y'all ain't doing that because you care so much about how much money Craig Mack got. Stop all that. All right? Stop all that. Some of it is tethers, too. Some of these tethers. We got to be very clear because a lot of people celebrate are these damn hateful ass tethers who love to see an FBA black person get taken down by the feds. Oh, the tethers love that. You know? You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, they got this white drug mule. They're just throwing, it's just all over the place. They're really doing a media smear campaign. And I'm thinking that all of this is really stemming from that lawsuit. They don't like when a black person, when you make money, you're supposed to sit your ass down and chill. When black people get a lot of money and then you start calling out people's racism, then they get on alert because that becomes contagious. You dig? That becomes very contagious when they see a black person who's wealthy, and then they're going after the white supremacists. Oh, they got to bring that person down a taste. Ick. They got to bring that person down a taste. All right? So, yeah, they ransacked his house out here, and then you got to be very black folks. You better understand, you don't think that could happen to you? All right? See, they got to make an example. They got to get the big Negroes and really make an example out of them. And let's be real. A lot of that, yeah, he got what he supposed to get because that's easier to say than damn. I feel powerless. Because deep down, let's keep it a buck tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's keep it a buck. That makes a lot of black folks feel powerless. In the back of your mind, damn, if they can get him, oh my God, they can get me. If they can get him with all of his money, because people think money is the, you know, you get money, you can cloak yourself with money, you're going to be safe from white supremacy. You understand? And when you see them getting that Puffy, it's easier to say, well, yeah, they sure did what they supposed to do. He got what he deserved. It's easier to say that than to say, damn, we're all vulnerable. The reality is the white supremacists are using Puffy to make an example for your ass. To let you know, hey, if we can do this to this dude who has $300 million or however much, just imagine what we can do to you working over there at Popeye's Chicken, little Negro. Ooh, okay. Puffy sure is guilty. Well, he's up here trafficking people's, all them drugs and doing all that to Cassie. Well, I see some eyes bucking. Oh, I see some eyes bucking. It's easier to say that. Huh? Let's keep it a buck. You don't know. You ain't fooling nobody. You ain't fooling no damn body. Just say, look, fear is okay. If you're scared, say you're scared. That's what Dr. Welsing said. If we're afraid, see, we got to be very honest about our feelings. We got to be honest about the way we feel. When we see a black person get whooped around like that, deep down, it makes you feel powerless. It makes you feel powerless. I understand. I get it. That's why I always look at it in the context of white supremacy. I always look at it in that context. And sitting up here cheerleading the feds going after Puffy, that's not going to work for you. that don't benefit you whatsoever. Yeah? It's a smear campaign. Oh, yeah, the dude talking about he was Puffy's neighbor, he's a troll. He admitted he was a troll. That's just some Negro trying to get some internet clout. He's no. And what's interesting, some dude drove by the house with the media out there, and he was like, yeah, I'm the next door neighbor, and I be seeing all types of shit. And the nigga was just trolling. And some of these media outlets were reporting that like it was real. Yeah? Yeah? So you got to be very careful about this stuff. No. You got to be very careful. You got to be very careful about what you really celebrate, what you celebrating. What are you really, really celebrating? Yeah? Yeah, what you really celebrating? Yeah, people running up, handcuffing folks' kids and all of that stuff. No, what's that really about? No, I ain't co-signing that, no. Homeland Security, really? No, and there's something else going on. You understand what that is? And look, that can happen to all of us. That can happen. Look, a lot of times when black folks get anything going on, the attack comes through. I don't celebrate that. The turkey leg hut. I think they got to file bankruptcy, but they've been going after the damn turkey leg hut out there in Houston for years. And now these poor people, man, they got to file bankruptcy because they were so successful, they were just going out of their way to attack them. I don't like to see black folks who are well-to-do be attacked. I just don't like to see that. You understand? We up late. We up late and we up live doing what we do. Well, it's 5,000 people in here in the middle of the night. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in. Shout out to everybody who's tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. But, and shout out to the people on the East Coast, man. Out there in Baltimore, that bridge caving in. Oh, my God. That was insane. That bridge caving in out there in Baltimore, man. I hope everybody's safe. Look, now people are kind of suspicious about that bridge. I don't know. It's very interesting. I know the feds, speaking of the FBI came out today. They did a press conference saying, hey, guys, this wasn't no terror attack or nothing. It was just an accident. Wasn't no terror attack. Okay, that sounds strange. That sounds strange. All right? Because a lot of people are like, hey, man, was that some kind of damn terror attack? And that was on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And Francis Scott Key wrote the Star Spangled Banner. That racist song, Star Spangled Banner, when you really unpack the song, it's some, you know, it's a pro-slavery song. All right? But here's the thing. Could that have been some kind of terror attack? Because look, there was just a big terror attack in Russia, and it's about to be April. And y'all know April, I've always said, the month of April, y'all got to really be careful. There's a lot of white supremacist terrorism that happens in April. But who knows? Who knows? That bridge falling down like that and getting hit in the middle of the night, because there was the story was the ship was a cargo ship and there was some kind of distress signal that the power was going out, and it knocked that whole thing off. Cars falling in the water. That's horrible. And now, listen, Baltimore, man, y'all got to be careful out there. Baltimore, DMV, and I just left DC, just left a couple of days ago. I'm glad I got out of there fast, because I know traffic and getting up out of there is going to be a beast now. And now, listen, we got to understand this. Baltimore, that's a major shipping port. Up there in Maryland, that's a major shipping port there. And there's a lot of money. A lot of people depend on them shipments coming in. And a lot of the money's going to be dried up for a little bit because they got to get all that together. Y'all understand it's about to be funny style in Maryland right about now. It's going to be real funny style out there. With that bridge, that's major. Traffic is going to be a beast. The money is going to be a little funny. Listen, even on the street level, I'm just talking about in the legitimate world, things are going to be real funny style. But just imagine now on the street game, that's going to be funny style too, because hey, them dope shipments ain't coming in like they're supposed to. You understand? Now, the ports are hot right now. The ports are hot. So you got federal agents all over them ports right now. So the dope, all the dope boys out there, oh, it's about to be funny on them streets of Baltimore. It's about to get real on them streets of Baltimore right now. Them bricks ain't gonna be coming in like they're supposed to. So it's about to get ugly out there on the streets, man. Man, there's gonna be some folks gonna get robbed for their little stashes. It's about to get real thirsty on the block right now. Yeah, that whole tri-state is about to get real thirsty. All right? So be careful. Them bricks ain't coming in like that. The work is going to be drying up for a few weeks, possibly some months. Huh? And I'm not condoning anything. I'm not condoning anything, but I'm just saying, just saying what it is. Y'all got to be careful out there, family. Please be careful. It's about to be hot. Much love to Baltimore. Shout out to Baltimore. I was just out there a few days ago. Shout out to B Moore. But, yeah, man, it's getting real out here. But again, with Puffy, look, Puffy ain't been no angel. There's been a lot of allegations about Puffy for years. But, yeah, you better understand when things start popping off, understand what's really going on. And every time a black person has some kind of big lawsuit and it's a legitimate lawsuit and somebody got to pay something out, boy, the retaliation comes heavy. That retaliation comes heavy. Now, speaking of Baltimore, you know what? Look, I saw this. Boy, these white supremacists are a piece of work. Check this out. The mayor, they got a mayor in Baltimore, brother Brandon Scott, young brother, cool brother from what I understand. They got a very young mayor out there, Mayor Brandon Scott. He's a 39-year-old brother, very young brother, very smart brother. And he was doing a press conference. And look at what this white supremacist tweeted. Look at this. Let me show y'all this. All right, hold on. Hold on. Let me, this is Baltimore's DEI mayor. Hold on. Let me play it. Oh, is it working? Hold on. Oh, what are we doing? Okay, why am I? Hold on, let me try this one more time. All right, there we go.
Unthinkable tragedy. We have to first and foremost pray for all of those who are impacted, those families. Pray for our first responders and thank them, all of them working together, city, state, local, to make sure that
Okay, so he's just, being diplomatic and just, giving praise and, to the people who got harmed. So this white supremacist, this is Baltimore's DEI mayor commenting on the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's going to get so much worse. So DEI, okay? And understand, we've always said this. These little terms, DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, these are, I keep telling y'all, family, these are just code words for black. That's the new insult family. They come up with a new proxy insult every couple of years. Yeah, he's a young brother. So they're going to make it seem like, again, black folks. You know, I don't ever try to impress the white supremacists. I don't ever try to impress the white supremacists, ladies and gentlemen. I never try to impress them. Because it's a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. If you are sitting in the hood, not working, oh my God, look at him. Look at this lazy Negro. Oh my God, why don't you pull yourselves up by your bootstraps? Okay, let's say you pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you work hard, and you become the mayor. Oh God, DEI, oh God. Affirmative action, dude. Oh God, CRT. Oh God, a black mayor. Oh God, we're being destroyed by woke. Oh, it's so woke over. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. You dig? It's all an epithet towards us. You dig? It's an epithet towards us. You say, why do I keep calling them supreme? Because they're supreme over you and me. That's why. Because it's the truth. See, that's another thing. Black folks like getting into these fantasy worlds. No, I keep it 100. I ain't about to stroke my damn ego. I'm in a situation where a bunch of low-level white supremacists are in a supreme position over me and every other black person, no matter how much money they got. Black folks think, I just got to get me some money, and man, it ain't about race, it's about money. Get you some money, you ain't got to worry about racism, man, please. It's about race. And the thing is, it's all about being on code. You got to be codified with people. We got to be on code. That's where we get our power. Not just by one or two people having some money. You got to have people codified. You can, let me tell you something. 100 black people who make minimum wage, but who are all on code, they're more powerful than any black millionaire. You understand? 100 black people who are on code with each other, they can get way more stuff done. And I'm talking about black folks who work minimum wage. They can get more stuff done and move the needle more than any black millionaire. You understand? Codification is very important. Being on code is extremely important. You can get a lot of stuff done just being on code with other people. That's why it's good to network. It's good to be around other like-minded people so that we can network. See, what happens is with a lot of wealthy black people, you become an island unto yourself. You're up there by yourself. And that makes you extremely vulnerable because see what the white media does, they just know how to turn the other black masses against that well-to-do person. Like, oh, look at him. He has all that money and he's rubbing it in your face. Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. Go hate on that nigga. You see? So yeah, you don't fall for that. Yeah, you don't fall for that trick. You know, you go hate on the black person that the white media is telling you to go hate on. I don't do that because the white media, y'all protect too many damn white degenerates for me to sit up here and attack a black person because you're giving us the green light to go attack this black person. No, hold on. Y'all not saying nothing about all these other people. Y'all talking about some trafficking. Some of these other people have all types of accusations. You're protecting them? But we got to go after Puffy? Okay. You see? And again, with Puffy, again, when you get in a position like that, you better understand and watch how you roll and watch a lot of the little freaky stuff you're doing out here because, you know, they flip that on you because he sees his white buddies doing all that and you start doing it. Yeah, you're going to get judged by different parameters. You know? You're going to be judged by different things. And the thing is, we got to understand why a lot of black people who are in the spotlight, they got to move a certain way. There was a video, this girl talking about actor Anthony Mackie. And there's a consensus about Anthony Mackie. He's a very good actor, but a lot of people try to talk about how rude he is. Now, for those who don't know Anthony Mackie, what are some of the roles that he was in? What are some big roles he was in? I know he played Tupac. Speaking of Puffy, didn't he play Tupac in the Biggie movie? I think he played Tupac in the Biggie biopic. And a lot of people felt a certain way about him playing Tupac. And I think on the BMF show, they had another dude playing Tupac and people were upset about it. Now, here's the thing. Nobody can really play Tupac. People are always going to have a problem with somebody playing Tupac. Tupac is hard to play because Tupac was such a once in a lifetime type of guy. He was such a one of a kind guy. Yeah, he was in 8 Mile too. Yeah, he was in 8 Mile. And the Avengers. But yeah, Tupac is hard to play. Tupac is a very hard to play guy. You can't capture Tupac's essence. He was a very complex dude, very, very confident, but vulnerable. Tupac had an extreme Mojara energy. His energy, you really can't, it's hard for somebody else to capture that. It's hard nobody can really capture Tupac. Tupac, he was that original. He was such a unique brother. Yeah. But again, Anthony Mackie played Tupac, and Anthony Mackie kind of has a reputation where people kind of say he's rude. He don't like people coming up to him. He's a very good actor, but people say, he has a reputation for not wanting people to come up to him and approach him. And there's a girl who did a video talking about how she saw him and he was kind of rude to her. Hold on, let me show y'all that clip real quick. Hold on 1 second. Now listen to this, hold on. All right, so she's talking about Anthony Mackie, hold on. Oh, where are we at? God damn it. Hold on, let me refresh. Y'all bear with me. Okay.
Anthony Mackie, and let me just say, rudest human being alive. So I live in New Orleans, I'm here for spring break. Apparently Anthony Mackie lives here too. I pulled up to a gas station. Here Anthony Mackie comes in this huge fucking truck, all blacked out, all fucking sleek, windows down. So it's like, also, if you don't want people to come up to you and fucking say how much they appreciate your work, why the fuck are all your windows down and you're blasting music, smoking a fucking cigar? So I park my car, getting ready to pump my gas. I see Anthony Mackie across the fucking lot. I gently walk up to him, being like, oh my God, I'm so sorry to bother. Because I know celebrities are on time. I know celebrities got shit to do. I understand that. So I walk up being very, very, very respectful, very, very, very open-minded, being like, hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. Tell me why Anthony Mackie did this. No. To my face. No. And then just went back to what he was doing, having me standing there. I was standing there in front of Anthony Mackie being like, oh, should I leave? Like, should I go? When I tell you, all I wanted to do was walk up to that man. First of all, thank you for his time, for even looking at me. And then saying how much I appreciated his work. And that was it. That was it. I just wanted to be like, hey, Anthony Mackie, like, it's so nice to meet you. Like, I'm so, like, your work is actually phenomenal. I'm so glad I got to meet you. Like, have an amazing day. That was it. That was all I wanted. But these fucking bees make it seem like we're fucking roaches and rats. Bitch, I'm pumping the same gas station as you.
Okay. She just heard just cursing over and over. Oh, okay. Lord. Okay. Lord. Yeah, very potty mouth. Okay. Excuse me. Okay, listen. Listen. Lord, very annoying. And let me tell you something. I understand where Anthony Mack is coming from. Family, I understand where he's coming from. Because, yeah, her, people like that. Listen, I understand where Anthony Mackie is coming from. Listen, fam, let me tell y'all something. You got people who are, oh, I'm a big fan, I'm a big fan. Let me tell you something, man. You got a lot of people out here, to be real, who are opportunists, man. You got people out here, man. If you're a public figure and people come around you and they don't have it, and they're just like random people or whatever, they talk, I'm a fan, I'm a fan, I'm a fan. You got to understand, man, some people are opportunist. Some people are major opportunist. And they'll get around somebody who got it and then try to figure out a way to try to finesse a bag out of them. You understand? We can't be fooled by that. Oh, I'm a big fan, I'm a big fan. Man, some of the so-called big fans, they'll flip on you. Let me tell you something. Even people that you're nice to, you can be nice to people, not only nice to them as a public figure, you can help people. You can not only be nice to folks, you can help them. These folks will turn on your ass. You understand what I'm saying? They'll turn on you and try to get you taken the hell out behind the scenes. I'm telling you from experience, there's people who's come around me and I brought them in and try to put them on and help them. And they go behind and do all types of weird behind the back shit. I've had a couple of folks do that type of stuff. That's why you don't see certain folks around me. They come around and do some real janky backstabbing ass stuff. And these are people that I've actually helped. Not only was I respectful to, actually helped them. And they'll be behind the scenes plotting. You understand? Right. Michael Irvin, real talk. Great point. So Anthony Mackie, this man don't want to be in a situation where he's out here being nice to somebody or whatever, and you take a picture with somebody and then they got a picture and they're like, well, damn, I ain't got no paper, but I did meet somebody who's up, so I can use this picture to kind of frame a story, and I know how there's a bunch of Dallas Negroes out here that are co-signing this shit. Yeah, I met Anthony Mackie, took a picture, and he was touching my titty in the picture, low-key. I got violated. You know, people pull that type of stuff, so I don't blame them. Like, hey, I don't know. You dig? Michael Irvin, yeah, somebody brought that up. He was at a hotel talking to a white woman. She approached him. He had a cordial conversation. They're laughing and talking. Ha, ha, ha. I think he kind of touched her on the arm. Like, oh, you're so funny. That woman went and tried to make it seem like she got raped. The white woman went and filed charges on that man, guys. The white woman act like she went and said she got sexually violated by Michael Irvin. What saved him, the lawyers went and got the security from the hotel, and you could see he was just standing there talking to her and then went about his business. Eh? Yeah, I get where Anthony Mackie is coming from. That's where it is right now. Anthony Mackie's like, I ain't trying to go there at all. It's weird out here, man. Some people, man, you just can't really be that friendly with them like that. You can to a certain degree, but people will plot on your ass out here, man. Hollering about they a fan. That's why Cuba Gooden keeps getting caught up. Speaking of Puffy, he just got named. The dude named him in the Puffy lawsuit. He said that Cuba tried to fondle him. Because Cuba is friendly. Cuba gets drunk and goes out here and is real friendly with people. Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know, hey, hugging people, dancing with people. Then they start filing these bogus charges on him. Yeah? They start filing these weird charges on them because you out here being too friendly with people. They use that to their advantage. Yeah? Yeah, a white lady patted his leg or something like that, and he walked by and kind of grazed up against a white woman. She went and now he's out here walking around in handcuffs because the white woman that he just grazed up against in the club said that she got groped. Yeah, man. So certain people are like, hey, man, I'm just not really trying to have random people come up because people, it's too many predatory people out here. Yeah. Sometimes, unfortunately, you just can't be too friendly with people. You can't be too nice to folks. You bring in folks in who ain't got nothing to lose. Yeah. Man, yeah, the Me Too was all up on Cuba. So you got to be very careful out here about the people you bring on. Unfortunately, man, a lot of folks, man, you just can't be out here helping them. You got to be, you know, you got to keep people at arm's length to a certain degree, man. Unfortunately. Yeah. It's a unique situation out here. Shout, man, we almost got 6,000 people in here, man. We are in here heavy. We're in here heavy, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to have y'all in here. And by the way, the movie Microphone Check comes out next month. Well, no, in May. Not next month. Well, it's almost April, but it's going to be out May. And it's a phenomenal film. Oh, man, it's going to be in theaters all around the country. Get your tickets at microphonecheck.com. Microphonecheck.com. Get your tickets now. We got tickets up now at, let me show you all the cities that's up now. These are the cities where you can get your tickets now. The Los Angeles screening. All right. Los Angeles. It's going to be Thursday, May 23rd. New York, Saturday, May 25th. Dallas, Thursday, May 23rd. Detroit, Saturday, May 25th. Atlanta, those tickets are up at the Tara Theater. Saturday, May 25th. That's going to be a big one. A lot of folks going to be in that one. Washington, D.C. at the Miracle Theater. That's Thursday, May 23rd. And we got Kamala Harris over there busting it open. She coochie popping. Then we got New Orleans. That's going to be Wednesday, May 22nd at the Britannia Theater, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so get your tickets now at microphonecheck.com. This is the movie of the year, ladies and gentlemen. This is the movie of the year. In the New York tickets, I'm telling you, they're selling fast. The New York tickets are selling like crazy. They are selling fast. Yeah. But let's look. A lot of this black wealth hate, it's really, let's keep it a buck. It's a lot of you tethers. A lot of that comes from tethers. A lot of the tethers hate to see black wealth. They hate to see Foundation of Black Americans up financially. Well, they love to see FBA wealth get attacked. They get off on that. Speaking of tethers, did I play this video before? This sister who was in an Uber, and it was the tether driving the Uber, and then he went off on her because he had the music up loud. I don't know if I played this, but I'm gonna play it again if I haven't played it. This sister was leaving the hospital or something like that. Oh, before I play that, let me play something else. Hold on. Before I play that, I got to play that Putin clip that somebody was asking about. Hold on 1 second. I got to play that Putin clip. Well, let me find that clip of that tether driving with that sister in there. Hold on 1 second. And by the way, while I'm talking, y'all go to hiddenhistorymuseum.com and join us. Get tickets to join us on April 13th. We got a lot of phenomenal comics. We're going to have Tori Hart. That's Kevin Hart's ex-wife. Very funny sister. She's a comedian. We're going to have Big Ja. He's a very funny brother. We're going to have Ron G and comedian CP and our brother Dwan B hosting it. So you guys don't want to miss that. Where's that clip? Where's that clip? Here it is right here. Okay. But let me play this. People are talking about Putin having a picture of Black Jesus. Let me play that clip. This is Putin who had a picture of, he revealed a picture of Black Jesus. And we talked about these photos in the early Hidden Colors movies. Hold on.
From African for more than a millennium that Jesus was Black.
Has opened its cellars to reveal remarkable paintings of Jesus dating back to the 1400s. Have you ever seen or heard of biblical icons where Jesus or the Virgin Mary have dark skin? Or even Abraham or King David? Then look beyond Europe. Russia has opened its vaults to reveal biblical icons featuring darker skinned figures. In case this is making you wonder if Russia has its own twist on biblical figures, the answer is a no. This is not the case at all. This is a matter of fact as real as the untouched horizon of time.
Yeah. So this is old news, guys. Y'all need to watch Hidden Colors. Y'all need to watch Hidden Colors 1 through 5. We talked about this a decade ago. We showed some of these very pictures. So yeah, that y'all late. I guess some of y'all might be new. Some of y'all might not have seen the Hidden Colors films. Come on, man. This is old news. We've been talking about these pictures. We showed some of these pictures. Yeah, a lot of the original pictures of Jesus and biblical, they were Black. They were, come on, dude. And Russia, you know, the Russian language was created, the modern Russian language was created by Alexander Pushkin, who was Black. We got a thing about him in the Hidden History Museum. That's why y'all need to come down to the Hidden History Museum. Get some game, man. Get some of these books. Get this stuff. Go come down to the Hidden History Museum. 2131 West Jefferson. Get this book here at HiddenHistoryMuseum.com. See? Man. Yeah, this is, we've been talked about this stuff. But listen. And look, in Europe, all through Europe, they got pictures of Black Jesuses and Black deities all in the vaults, in the Vatican. Dude, you go to some of these museums up there, like, what are all these Black people doing in here? You go down to the Louvre in France. You go down to the basement. They got all the Black stuff down there in the basement. You know? So that's old news. But like I said earlier, talking about this sister who was in an Uber and his angry tether was driving her. She told this tether to turn his music down because he was blasting music. And then he started going off on the sister. And listen to what he says, all right? Listen to what this tether says to this sister, all right? Hold on, check this out, hold on. Let me get it right. All right, now listen to this, check this out, hold on.
I will.
Dude, keep that.
Respect is earned and deserved.
Yeah, and you haven't given none.
Respect is earned.
And when are you gonna give some, sir? When? I've been in this car for 50 fucking minutes. When have you respected me as a passenger? When? I got in here, I asked you, did you turn your music down? You turned this fucking shit up even more. Nobody should have to ask you that.
I feel so entitled.
Yes, I feel entitled because I'm a passenger.
You're a passenger, but this is.
And this is your job.
It's not my job.
It's your job.
It's my car.
Be fucking professional.
I can kick you out of the car anytime I want to.
Guess what?
I don't work for anybody.
Then you do what the fuck you mean to do.
I don't work for anybody. Please. I work for myself.
Okay. Keep it. No,
I can kick you out. It's my car.
Okay.
Please, see, no way. Don't be quoting me. Please. Just go.
You Black Americans feel so entitled.
You Black Americans feel so entitled. Over what?
The next right.
Lazy ass motherfuckers.
Ooh, yes, yep.
Well, he couldn't wait to say that. We lazy and he's driving Uber.
Go get some job. Mm-hmm. You like to live on welfare. My tax money is taking care of you equally if you don't.
Are y'all listening to this, Tether? We need to get a job. He's driving Uber. We lazy. We need to get a job. And his tax money is taking care of us.
Don't get some job. Mm-hmm. You like to live on welfare. My tax money is taking care of you equally if you don't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Keep it up.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
If you're dealing with other persons, don't talk that shit with me. I'll kick your ass. I need to kick you physically.
The first right.
My God. You're crazy.
Boy. Boy, that angry anti-FBA tether energy came right out. He's taking care of us. His tax dollars is taking care of us. We the lazy ones who need a job, and he's the one driving Uber. Go get some job. But the jokes write themselves. When I be in the Twitter spaces roasting the tethers, talking about their Uber jobs, y'all thought I was just BSing around. They be sitting up here trying to stun on us with Uber jobs. Yeah? Well, you niggas are entitled. And see, the thing is, see, he'll jump bad like that. Those tether dudes, they'll jump bad on a sister with that. He know, they know not to jump bad on no brother with that. You understand? He gonna jump bad and talk greasy to a sister. He know not to pull that on no FBA brother. He know not to pull that. Yeah? Yeah? But it's funny out here. The game is funny out here. So a lot of that vitriol, that anti-FBA vitriol, it comes from these are low-key tethers with all of that stuff. There's a lot of these low-key tethers with all of that damn contempt for black people who are well-to-do. You ain't fooling nobody. But I digress. Anyway, family, listen. Y'all come out to the Hidden History Museum April 13th. Get your tickets at hiddenhistorymuseum.com. We got a great comedy show. Great food, complimentary. Great drinks, complimentary. Come on down. It's a private party. Come on, turn up with us. We got a bunch of phenomenal comedians. I'm going to be there kicking it with you. It's a great vibe. Y'all get to network with other like-minded people. Come on out, hiddenhistorymuseum.com. And also, family, if you're not out here on the West Coast, give a contribution to the Hidden History Museum. You know, this is an institution that we need the support of all of our brothers and sisters. We need that support because we want to encourage more institutions like that, where we own and control our institutions and control the narrative and the education that comes from it. So it's very important that we get that grassroots support. So everybody go to Hidden History Museum and give your support, give your weekly and monthly support, ladies and gentlemen, because this is very important for the family, especially the young people to see, you know, to see us having an institution that we're running, that's successful, that's popping, that's trendy. It's very important that young people see black folks running that. You understand? So we got to get that support from the family, man. So much respect and come out. We want y'all to come on out. Come on out. Come on out and kick it with us, man. And again, we got an event. We got a bunch of phenomenal comics this April 13th. And I want to see y'all in the building, man. Let's chop it up like the family's supposed to chop it up. But anyway, man, Baltimore, y'all be safe out there. Everybody be safe in Baltimore. We're going to keep everybody posted on what we're doing with Washington, D.C. All right. Y'all need to give me some names. Who would y'all like to see speak in Washington, D.C. this June, ladies and gentlemen? Let me know who you throw some names. Who would you let's try it now. Throw some names. Who would y'all like to see? Because we're still trying to put together the Rally for Reparations / Juneteenth celebration. Who would you guys like to see speak? Who would y'all like to see speak? Who would y'all like to see? Because again, this is for the family. Y'all throw some names. Who would you guys like to see speak? Reza, right? I've talked to Reza. I think Reza's down. I just got to make sure his schedule is good. Dr. Claude Anderson. I don't think he's doing public appearances right now. Who else? Throw some names. Oh, come on. Those Neely Fuller, he's not out there like that. Somebody say Candace Owens. Stop. Who else? Phil Scott, okay. Black Alpha, yes indeed. Vicky Dillard, yes. I got to holler at Vicky. Marcel's, definitely Marcel. 19 Keys, I got to holler at my boy Keys. Who else? Who else? Shahrazad Ali, Dr. Clyde Winters. Brother Ben X, shout out to Brother Ben X. Yeah, I'm going to speak. I'm going to be speaking out there. Yes, Henrietta Snacks. Yes, we're trying to get her out there. Yeah. All right. Sister Soldier. Where is Sister Soldier? Where is she lately? All right. Let me see. Said Umar. Huh. No, Umar ain't for reparations. Y'all know Umar is not for no reparations. Yeah. Man, but anyway, y'all email me some serious names. In the meantime, go to hiddenhistorymuseum.com. Also go to rootworkstyle.com. Get your rootwork deodorant. Rootworkstyle.com, ladies and gentlemen. I'm up out of here, man. Papi Akute, lullavuve to the family. Y'all be good. Peace.